if I'm all of a sudden scared to go across the middle, then I guess I'm scared to go across the middle.
I just want to give you a chance to respond to it. That's
I don't really care.
Getting better each every day. I'll be good though.
Have you ever had an injury like that one before?
You get dinged up here and there, obviously, throughout the course of a football season. But like I said, it's not terrible, so it's getting better.
So there's not in jeopardy of not playing Sunday?
No, not at all.
What about Nick's performance against the Cowboys coming in and impressed you?
I thought he played well. I thought he played with poise. I thought, to be put in that type of situation, I thought he played well. I thought we were right in the mix of the game. Obviously, the punt return hurt us. And it kind of just completely swung momentum, but I thought he played well.
If he does get the start this week, how much of a benefit is it to have the full week practicing with the ones?
I mean, it always is a benefit to be able to just go out there and get the full reps, and knowing that if you're going to be the guy to be in that position to do that, so take it day by day and just go out there and prepare like we're going out there to win a game on Sunday.
Well, first day of practice back in the spring, what were your impressions of him then?
I've said it since day one. Obviously, his arm strength. He has really good arm strength. He can throw the ball in places and put the ball in certain places that not most guys can in this league. So, that's one thing that he definitely possesses. And when he got into the preseason, just the poise that he showed it's not what most rookie quarterbacks show. So I was impressed with that too.
Jeremy, it's tough to get excited or overexcited about a guy's first start because sometimes that gets interpreted as a preference now or just,
Man, it's football, man. Uh-huh. We're in the National Football League. Stuff like this happens all the time. Our back's against the wall. This is a must-win. We got to win this game. The only chance of making the playoffs, we got to win this game. So, we're going out there, and the guys that are going to be out there have to all approach it the same way.
Man, it's hard not to look at Nick in that because of being the must win and everything going on. Not as some kind of savior, though. I mean, somebody who's going to come in and at least try to get the ship rerouted.
Yeah, I think we can kind of look at this as like a new beginning, as far as us having seven games to get to where we want to go. Mm-hmm. This is the start of it, and. I know I said this last week, but this is really the week that we have to get this win. If we're not, then making the playoffs or the chances are probably zero to none.
Did he show pretty good arm strength on the touchdown pass to you? I mean, it seemed like you were kind of waving your arms there, and he got.
Yeah, one thing Nick does very well is when he scrambles, he keeps his eyes down the field. That's one thing he does very, very well. I can go back to the touchdown they threw in the preseason to Damaris against Pittsburgh. He kept his eyes downfield, scrambled out to the right side, kept his eyes downfield. So, one thing that we definitely have to do if the pocket breaks down, don't give up on the route and definitely, continue running because he's definitely going to look downfield first.
What are some of the differences you've noticed between Nick and Michael?
It's different. Obviously, they're two completely different quarterbacks. Mike can do a lot of things with his legs that, not many guys can do. I think Nick is your more prototype quarterback, being his height and his weight and all that type of stuff. But as far as in his offense, I think one thing that they both do very well, they have a good knack and understand, what this system tries to accomplish. And that's, to be honest with you, supposed to be short intermediate passes to kind of break that defense down and get the ball downfield. That's what the West Coast offense is kind of built for. So,
with that being the case, and he's always still trying to find a receiver and run, is it more incumbent on the receivers to keep on moving more so than with Mike because Mike's going to run, where Nick is going to still always look downfield?
I think the fact that Mike has those type of the way he can run, I think is why he runs the ball more. I think Mike still, with his arm strength, still looks the ball down, looks downfield. I just think that when you have Mike down there, defenses play you just a little bit differently because of what he can do with his legs. So it's kind of hard to say because you're going to get different looks because of who you have back there on the center. But we just know that obviously Nick's proven that when he does break the pocket, he's definitely looking to throw the ball. Yeah, definitely. But like I say, even with Mike down there, it was the same thing because Mike's a guy that could be running back around there for 10 seconds, stop and throw the ball down the field to drop of a dime. So it's kind of the same thing.
Jeremy, you were here for Kevin's first start, and it was a good one. Statistically, you were here for Mike's first start as an Eagle. Obviously very good. Is there something about maybe the element of surprise when
when a guy comes in and that's enabled them to have really good games in their first start?
I think it speaks credit to the type of preparation that we have our backup quarterbacks do here. I don't think we demand any less of them as far as, getting yourself ready, approaching every week like you're going to be the one playing in the game. I think that's credit to, Coach Reed and Marty and Doug and everybody having those guys ready to just kind of step in if somebody goes down. Obviously, your starters are your starters for a reason, but, the good thing about, like I said, what they do here is they have everybody else prepared, like if they were going to the week to be the starter.
Do you remember how you felt those times when, the week before as Kevin was taking the first team reps for his first start?
We got to feel confident, man. You got to feel confident no matter who's on the center. So, like I said, Nick played well, and we're confident enough that, if he plays or if he starts, he's going to be the guy to lead us to victory. So, like I said, this is a must-win for us. So. There's no other way to approach this game except be confident about it, So.
At what point did he convince you of that, because a rookie third-round pick, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks. At what point did he convince you can win with him?
I think the point where we decided to keep him as our backup quarterback.
Jeremy, when's the most recent time you've spoken to Michael?
I talked to Mike yesterday.
What did he convey? Could you tell if he's still...
As far as all that, I don't know. We talked about more personal things, actually. But as far as anything kind of football related, we didn't really speak on anything about that.
Was he able to, talk?
Hold a conversation. Yeah, he was able to
hold a conversation. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really, was he okay?
Yeah, he was able to hold a conversation. It's not like he's in La La Land.
At some point, are you guys expecting him back to be back in the,
I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea.
I noticed on Twitter that you saw that thing the guy posted about what Troy Aikman said about you not wanting to take the hit from Sensabaugh. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's funny, personally. You can call a lot of things. I understand. Only people that really understand what happened on their play are the people that are down on their football field. And it wasn't like I was easing off because I didn't want to get hit. I thought I couldn't make the catch on the ball, so I was bracing myself for the hit. There's nothing wrong with that. So at the end of the day, if you want to call that soft or scared, so be it. But anybody who understands who's been here, I've gone across the middle, got hit plenty of times, made plays. So simple as that.
Particularly because you had